Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Catherine Crowley. Kathy is out today, and this is My Crazy Office Overtime. Logan is with me today.
Hello.
Hello, and we're going to go over a topic that's one of my favorite sayings of all time, and it's this: if you're feeling hysterical, it's probably historical. I once heard this in a group setting, and it has remained one of my favorite sayings because I think it rings so true.
Yes, definitely.
We were talking about it earlier today, and one of the things that I think is so interesting about it is there are often people and things at work that really set us off, but set us off at a level that seems higher than the actual thing. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's like a charge.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Like someone may not say hello to you and you find you get furious, or someone brushes you off and you want to strangle them, or someone is late and you're fuming, not just angry, but fuming. And that's because often when we're feeling really emotional about something at work, it's because it's triggering some past experiences, perhaps some past injustices that we've been able to tuck away for many years until someone does that something that sets you off.
Right.
So I'm going to give a concrete example, and then I think we could give our own examples.
Sure.
Right? True confessions, Logan.
Yeah.
So here's one example. If you grew up with someone who was highly critical of you and you tried everything you could to win their approval and it never worked, and you probably then have an historical hurt from that relationship, you may have come to believe certain things. Like you may believe, I can't win with this person. You may have decided there's something wrong with you because you could never satisfy them. And you also may feel that you have to be perfect or a superhero at work today.
Right. Okay.
So then you come across a boss or a coworker or even a client who is extremely critical of you and your work, and those old feelings come boiling up.
Right.
So when this current day person says something critical or hurtful, it doesn't just sting. It sets you on fire.
It just almost taps into a level that's really, really deep.
Really high, right.
DEFCON
10.
Or right.
Yeah, so now you're feeling hysterical because of something historical that's been activated inside of you.
Right, right.
So I think it's actually great to know what those historical triggers are. I mean, of course, with coming from the land of psychology, most triggers are from past experiences or maybe from beliefs that you have. Do you know any of yours, Logan?
Well, we were speaking a little bit about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And definitely one of the triggers for me are people who don't hold their promises, people who don't keep their promises.
Yeah.
It definitely taps into when I was younger and experiences with my dad, where he would often make a lot of promises and then not keep them.
Right.
And never follow through.
Right.
And so whenever anybody promises me anything, you know, at work, I'll get this done at this time, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
Charge.
Yeah. Very good.
Charge.
Yeah. So, and I have a reaction to hypercritical. in fact, actually, that's one of my fatal attractions is what we call the pedestal smasher, because they build you up. Initially, they build you up and tell you you're the only one who can do something, and then they start to find fault with everything you do.
Right,
and that comes from my history, from growing up in a very critical environment. And so then that sets me on fire. You know, it gets me very upset and working really hard and doing everything I can, and but also feeling guilty immediately, regardless of whether I've done anything wrong.
Right.
So we've given, those are two very concrete examples mm-hmm. of triggers. It's great to know what yours are. And what you can think about is, what are the kinds of treatment that really drive you crazy okay. at work? Is it the person who treats you disrespectfully? Is it the coworker who constantly brags about their accomplishments? Mm-hmm. And for some people, mm-hmm. that can really set them off. Maybe if they had someone in their life who was overshadowing them all the time and talking about how great they were, and mm-hmm. they were doing the actual work at home, then, you know, when that happens in the workplace, you see red.
Right.
How about the person who acts as if you're dumb?
Ooh.
You know,
oh, man.
For some people, that's going to activate the hysterical reaction. Or maybe it's the person who competes with you all the time in okay. every situation and can
Could
never give
like
you credit.
A brother or sister that was always really competitive and upping you
exactly.
as a child. And
exactly. And yes, then yes. I think your example of the broken promises is a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
And for many people holds true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We once worked with a business owner who hired something to the count of like a dozen chronically late employees.
Wow. Okay.
She having grown up with a chronically late parent, and that would, she'd hire them because it was familiar and comfortable. And then when they would show up late over and over and over again, she would want to tear her hair out.
Right. Right.
So, knowing what these are is one of the things that you can do to manage yourself, self-management at work.
Mm-hmm.
And once you uncover the kinds of people or situations that set you off, you can find ways to calm your system down.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about unhooking physically, right?
Right.
Or finding ways to soothe yourself physically, whether it's through exercise or meditation or yoga. But that can be a good thing, at least in the moment,
mm-hmm.
to bring you down from DEFCON 10
right.
2 or 3 or 4. It's not going to sure. solve the problem, but it could help a lot.
Right.
Do you have anything that you, any practices that you put in place if you know you're activated?
I think one of the first things that I always do is walk away.
Yeah.
Or try to.
That's a good idea.
Walk away and then analyze while I'm away. What did
yes.
they just say or do that's triggering?
Right.
Whatever it is that they triggered.
That's right.
And walking and doing movement is, you know, gets the mind to quell a little bit.
Right. So doing something to flush the system a little
right,
bit. Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then, you know, realizing that that person is not that person. You know, it's not, you know, it's, they aren't my father or
right.
what, you know, whoever else
that's right.
from the past. And so learning to approach them differently or the situation differently because
yes.
they are a different person.
I think that's a great, actually, you mentioned several very helpful and constructive steps. So the first thing you said is walk away, which is detaching.
Detach, right.
And yep. I think so, when we talk about an advanced unhooking and working with you is killing me, the first step actually is detecting, okay, I'm activated.
Mm-hmm.
Detaching, walking away, getting some distance mm-hmm. in some way or another, one way or another. And then depersonalizing, like, okay, whoa, this is not my mother, my father, whatever, my
right.
critical science teacher,
right,
whatever
right,
it
right.
was.
Yeah, yeah.
This is this person in this situation. And in that case, actually taking an inventory can help too, like what is actually happening here? What is their part? What is my part?
Mm-hmm.
What are my options?
Mm-hmm.
Or talking out those questions with someone else can really help.
Mm-hmm.
But appreciating that you actually probably need some kind of support
right.
when you've been severely activated by
right,
somebody.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about here, it definitely takes a level of awareness.
It does.
Maybe this may happen to you a few times, I'm assuming, for you to realize, hey, there might be a pattern here.
That's right. Yeah, I think the first indicator is that you can feel that you're really emotionally in distress.
Right.
Whether it's shame or anger or anxiety. But
right,
you know
right.
that it's, you can sense that it's over the top.
Right,
like
it's beyond an annoyance or just a sting or.
And it's larger, it's in a larger proportion than the actual event.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Yep. So once you know that, okay, I'm hysterical. Mm-hmm. What's historically happening for me? And then, right. So you calm, detach, you calm the system down, and then you really think about it. Okay, what's happening? Who is this? Maybe you can ask that question. Who is this reminding me of? What is this reminding me of?
Right, right.
What is the pain that's being triggered here? And the other thing to be familiar with, which we talk about in Working For You Isn't Working For Me, is what are some beliefs perhaps that were generated in you based on your early life experience? Mm-hmm. So one of mine is I'm not good enough, right? So
oh, I got that too.
So anyone, whenever I have the pleasure of being feeling hysterical, usually that's somewhere in the mix,
sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'm stupid. I'm not seen. I can't win. I'm mm-hmm. being lied to.
Right.
I'm too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being not
heard.
Enough. I'm not being heard.
Right.
I'm not being respected.
Uh-huh.
If any of these are your beliefs, mm-hmm. you just want to be aware, okay, has one of those been activated for me?
Mm-hmm.
And is that really what's happening here? Or is it just that because that negative belief is being activated, then I'm feeling this way?
Right. To your point, also, that last piece that you were saying to get support,
yes.
I think is really important, because when you're explaining
right.
the situation to somebody else,
that's
an
right.
outsider looking in,
right.
you have a totally different perspective where they can say, actually, I don't think that this person was being highly critical or saying that you were dumb.
Yes.
And having a different set of ears.
Yes.
Sometimes is really helpful.
That's right. And so that can take many forms. So you may have a coworker who you just think, this is the most sane person I've ever mm-hmm. met in my life. I'm, mm-hmm. That's the person I run it by. Or you may have a friend who's really wise. Or you may have a mentor who seems to have a clear picture of things. Or you may have an executive coach.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
mm-hmm.
may have a therapist. Or you may have a counselor.
Yeah.
But support is the general idea.
Right.
And because when we are hysterical, it's very hard to see what's actually happening.
Sure.
And the other piece that I would like to say, and this probably sounds too touchy-feely, but if you're feeling hysterical and it is historical, you also need compassion.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
You're basically in pain.
Mm-hmm. Is that what's happening in the brain?
Yeah.
Do you kind of get set
an
back?
An imprint is being set off. It's like it's as if you had a splinter coming
okay.
out of your head and someone just tripped it by mistake. A whole series
switch
of
off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A whole series of reactions is happening
yeah.
that aren't pleasurable. They're painful.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so while you may want to say, suck it up, push through, don't let them get to you. Yes, that's true. Ultimately at work, you have to put on a brave face and,
get the work done. You know,
get the work done. You have to be strong. Get the work done and not ultimately not let this person affect you.
Right.
But the part that's your emotional body, which is always much younger inside of us, needs to experience compassion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the other reason that another person is so helpful, because when just in telling the tale of what happened and what it may be activating in you and, you know, how you're feeling in the moment
mm-hmm.
and someone affirming, okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the same thing as what you're describing.
Right.
But I feel for you.
Right. Right.
That's important too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I think we've done our judge here.
I think
job
so.
Here. All right. So one more time. It's if you're feeling hysterical, it's probably historical.
Mm-hmm.
If this happens for you, just consider that something from the past may have been activated by someone, a coworker, a colleague, a boss, or a client, and follow some of the steps we talked about. Get the support that you need. And in the meantime, may you be enjoying your day at work.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.